Today's date is February 22nd, 2025. Hello, and welcome to the podcast entitled Enough, the People's Perspective on the Current Political State of the United States of America. Volume 5 is entitled The Rule of Law. The term law in the Oxford Dictionary is defined as the system of rules which a particular country or community recognizes as regulating the actions of its members, which it may enforce by the imposition of penalties. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the United States of America is governed by a system intended to ensure order and to protect its citizens through laws, due process, and the enforcement of those laws. The United States of America is governed by the rule of law. The rule of law is a set of principles under which all persons, institutions, and entities are held accountable to public laws through enforcement. In the United States of America, the rule of law requires that its citizens and its populace willingly share common social norms and beliefs that are designed to maintain order, protect individual rights, and promote the common good. The question for me becomes, why is Lady Justice blind? If we are all to be treated equally under the law and held to the same standards when the law is in force, should not Lady Justice be able to see all those who break the laws with both eyes? Truth be told, that since its inception, the United States of America ceded a two-tier system of justice. In my eyes, justice for the rich, quote, the wealthy, unquote, and justice for the poor are weighed with different scales by Lady Justice. Yes, we should all be presumed innocent until proven guilty. But why does Lady Justice seem to have a more forceful hand on the poor than on the rich? Is not a crime a crime? For example, if a white-collar individual embezzles millions of dollars from investors or a company, should not that individual be held to the same standards as the blue-collar individual who robbed a gas station? For me, both crimes hurt individuals and society. For me, both individuals should be judged for their actions. The issue, for me, lies in the metrics used to measure the severity of the crimes committed by the wealthy and that of crimes committed by the poor. Why do we have white-collar prisons and blue-collar prisons? Is not an individual who has a felony a felon? Should not that individual pay their debt to society? For me, the metrics that are used to measure the severity of the penalties for crimes should not be influenced by the size of an individual's wallet. For me, prisons should be prisons. There should be no distinction between white-collar crimes and blue-collar crimes when applying the metrics for penalties to crimes. Please understand that I am not advocating for crimes to be given the same penalty. What I am advocating for is the equitable use and equal application of the metrics, quote, the laws, unquote, which are used to render penalties. For me, the penalties should be comparable to the offense committed, regardless of the collar of the shirt worn by the individual who commits the crime. Currently, the scales of Lady Justice are tipping towards the wealthy because, as a nation, we are mixing the justice system with the court of public opinion. Warning, if we as a nation are focused on the court of popular opinion instead of the rule of law, our nation will slowly be dismantled by the wealthy and plunged into chaos for their personal agendas. Once again, if this podcast has struck a chord with you and you would like to ask questions, respond to topics, or would like to offer support to this podcast, feel free to contact me. My email address is getitoffofyourchest@gmail.com. No spaces. My name is The Mediator. I can also be found on YouTube, The Mediator at The Mediator -5873. In closing, if this podcast is resonating with you, please share it with as many people as you can. Thank you.